Good afternoon. My name is Rom Lewis, and I am 18 years old. Today is March 22nd, 2019. We are recording this interview in Raleigh, North Carolina. For my research paper, I read Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut, and I will specifically discuss the topic of free will. Since we're all Gibbons students, we learned in theology class that God gave us free will, which is the power of acting without the constraint or necessity of fate. The main character of Slaughterhouse-Five was named Billy Pilgrim, and he lost his free will in multiple ways. First, he was taken in the draft for World War II, which lost him his natural freedom, which is the freedom to determine one's own decisions or plans. And later in the novel, on his daughter's wedding night, he was abducted by aliens, which lost him his circumstantial freedom, which is the freedom from coercion or restraint. The aliens that abducted Billy are called the Traufmadorians, and they can see in four dimensions, which means they can all see all points of the space-time continuum at once, and can see the past, present, and future. And they know the chain of the events that has been started in the universe can't be stopped, so their catchphrase is, "And so it goes." After Billy is kidnapped, they force him to live in a geodesic dome in a human zoo. It is supposed to represent a house on Earth. And they kidnap another human being named Montana Wildhack, who's a quote-unquote movie star that was believed to have drowned in the Pacific Ocean. The aliens' plan was for Billy and Montana to fall in love and have a child, and they did. So once they were done with Billy, they sent him back to Earth to relive past and future moments of his life. The main way he lost his free will in the novel is his freedom of choice when the aliens abducted him, because they send him to and from the past and future, and he knows that no matter what he does, he can't change what will happen in those events. Eventually, his daughter takes him home back to Ilium, New York, but he escapes and flees to New York City. He discusses his time travels to Traufmadore on a radio talk show, but when he does, he's evicted from the studio. And when he falls back asleep in the hotel room after he gets evicted, he gets time traveled back to 1945 in Dresden before all the events of the story happen and the book ends.